You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have stated multiple times on this show that to me, camping out is the Broadmoor. That's how I go and camp out. Jeremy is a camper.
Yeah.
I am not a camper. I have no illusions about how long I would make it out in the wild on my own, but somebody decided to ask thousands of Americans, how long could you survive in the wilderness if we just picked you up
It's Colorado.
Yeah, with no sleeping bag, no matches, no canteen.
Just dump you off like Bear Grylls style. They drop you from a helicopter.
Exactly. How long could you go? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't even make it to dinner. In fact, I probably would be dinner for
You'd
a bear.
Be eaten.
The average person says, yeah, I could survive for 16 days.
16 days.
More than 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Really?
Do you know how to start a fire?
Yeah, so they said, you know, if we gave you a flint, would you be able to start a fire? And it was something like fewer than one in five said yes to that. If we take your flint away, they say it's practically zero.
It's
Nobody
the whole,
knows how
you know,
to
rubbing
start
the
a fire.
Sticks together or...
You rub the stick.
You got to carry a 9-volt with you.
I love the way... No, you don't get a 9-volt.
You
I'm
get
just
nothing?
Dropping you in the wilderness.
Do you know you can start a fire with a condom filled with water? Google it.
Should I Google that?
You should. It's actually kind of interesting. You fill it with water and make it as round as possible, and then you adjust the sunlight coming through it.
Oh, you use like a magnifying
and
glass.
And yeah, it's like the focal of the... Yeah, like a magnifying glass. The
well,
beam
of
sun.
Well, I'm not giving you a condom either, son. You just... You're out there.
Darn it!
And 2/3 of people have no idea what poison ivy even looks like. So,
yeah,
I thought the 16 days was
that
a little
That is kind of funny, isn't it? At five
confident.
Tops, I think. Five, probably.
What else is trending?
Oh, this one's for you, DT. I know you like your wine. Today is National Wine Day. Go out today and get that Snoop Dogg Cali Red. I will endorse that wine to the day I die.
Boy, you and I have to part ways on that
one. Love it with the little baked ziti with that. Get me some of that. Kind of a funny story out this morning talking about the sale of various items and how they're booming, basically, as the pandemic winds down. One of the big things, for example, deodorant right now is flying off the shelves because we're getting back out into the public, getting back to work, and we don't want to be stanky.
Well, I guess we should be grateful that sales of that have increased.
Alarm clocks are being sold twice as many last month compared to a year ago. So I guess we're just saying, hey, we need alarm clocks again so we can get our butts up and go to work.
Do people not use the alarms on their phones?
And again, right, what is this, 76? I don't know. Yeah, use your phone. That's all I do. Luggage is up 400% from last year.
Yeah.
Teeth whitening strips, beauty products. Again, we're going to be around people more. This one's legit. Party supplies have more than doubled because, you know, people are going to be having birthday parties and such. And hey, look at this. Way at the bottom of the list. Prophylactics, Dom.
Sure.
Are up 32% because people want to go make fires. Exactly. That's why they're getting those. Here's your crap on celebrities. Ooh, more Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez gossip. They've been spotted hanging out in Miami. And Ben is wearing a watch that he used to wear 20 years ago when they were dating for the first time, Dom.
Who notices that?
Dun, dun, dun!
Who is looking at these photos and saying, you know,
nerds,
that watch looks a lot
nerds.
Like the one he used to wear 20 years ago.
Check it out. They've also been working out at a gym together and kissing in between sets. Ew.
Don't you want to see a little fisticuffs action between Ben Affleck and A-Rod?
Well, I think A-Rod has moved on. This story also says that he's been hanging out with some hot young blonde, is the quote. So,
well, that's
he
revenge.
Has moved
that's
on.
A revenge relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
He started seeing that J-Lo was getting out there. He's like, he called up his manager. Hey,
find me a hot young blonde.
Find me a hot young woman so I can make J-Lo jealous.
Yes, Mr. A-Rod, I'll get right on that. Okay.
J-Lo's laughing her butt off.
Oh, my gosh. What else is going on? We've got a new sub-generation name. Just to school everybody, because if you hear this, zillennial, a zillennial is anyone born 3 years before the end of millennials and 3 years after the start of Gen Z, whatever, stupid. So roughly 1992 through 1998, you're a zillennial.
What is this, like a bridging generation?
Yes, they just say that this little group doesn't fit with millennials or Gen Z, so they carved their own identity. So if you hear anyone reference a zillennial, 92 through 98.
Yeah, okay.
Now you're in the loop. Stupid. And one final thing, talking about going to the doctor. They say 3 out of 5 Americans admit they're more likely to put off seeing a doctor if the reason for their visit makes them feel old.
Yep.
Back problems, cholesterol checks, the old colonoscopy that I did last year.
You know, I wrote a little piece about this morning because I'm dealing with this right now. I'm pretty darn sure that I have damaged rotator cuff in one of my shoulders.
Oh, boy.
And I don't want to go to the doctor because I did it in such a stupid way that I feel embarrassed and old.
Yeah.
To go in.
Yeah.
And they say, how did you do that? And I said, well, I was reaching behind me for something on the nightstand.
Your cane?
it hurts. I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm like, I feel like an idiot, so I don't want to go in.
They say people are canceling their, they make the appointment and they go, now I'm going to go ahead and just cancel it or postpone it because, I don't want to go in and have them say, you're just aging. You're just getting old, dude. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. We're going to promote a little bad behavior here. A woman in Texas went to a zoo in El Paso over the weekend, and of course, she climbed into the monkey enclosure and started feeding the monkeys flaming hot Cheetos. The incident was filmed, and it's online, and it's on our Facebook page. Now, they were just spider monkeys. They're not huge monkeys, but they could still do some damage. Those little monkeys are strong.
I wish they'd have flung poo at her.
A zookeeper said the Flamin' Hot Cheetos would cause stomach issues and bowel disruptions for the monkeys. She didn't think that was a healthy idea. I think Flamin' Hot Cheetos cause stomach issues and bowel disruptions in humans as well. I don't think it's just the monkeys. And the director of the zoo called it, quote, stupid. It is quite stupid, and you can find it on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.